Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you, and you are listening to blogtalkradio.com/forward Christine Day Online. And I'm just thrilled to be here spending time with you on the show today. How lovely. Spring is here. Now it may not look like it in some places around the world, but we do know that officially we've moved into spring. And I just love the coming essence of new growth, of us birthing ourselves into this new multidimensional environment that's opened up. And it's allowing each one of us to have access to the higher realm connection to ourselves. And we need to celebrate that. We need to be consciously choosing to move ourselves, to reorientate ourselves into this higher consciousness of ourselves. This is an essential time for us to move into this reunion with an aspect of ourselves, a natural aspect of ourselves. And really the first step is your awareness of this higher aspect of it, of yourself, that it actually exists. And whether you're aware of that or not, to open up to the truth of that and be aware just how accessible this higher consciousness component of your higher self is right now. It's been opened right up and made completely reaccessible to you. And it's one thing for it to be reaccessible to you after lifetimes. The next thing is that you have to consciously choose to engage and interact with this higher consciousness of yourself. So that next step really is you choosing reconnection and knowing simultaneously you have your human ego mind aspect of yourself, which needs to be honored, but not necessarily following the ego mind's comments, thought processes, and old belief systems that keep you in that self-sabotaging cycle that limits you, that sees you as very limited, doesn't understand anything beyond third-dimensional illusion that exists and operates strongly on this earth plane. So it's about understanding the dynamic of these two aspects of yourself and honoring the human part. We need our humanity, and we will always have our human aspect, perfectly imperfect, with all of this misperception and misunderstanding. So it's about preparing, a preparation of yourself, of understanding this ongoing dynamic with your human aspect, that it will always bring these misperceptions and misunderstandings of truth to you. And this preparation is essential to your success in forging into your multidimensional component of your higher consciousness. It's about understanding the ego mind will continuously go on. It will have its fear. It'll have its moments, but that fear, that struggle will come back. It doesn't mean you're not being successful. It just means you're having a human moment, and that is okay. Because we are a human being, and we will remain having these human experiences, but less and less as you begin to judge yourself less and open into the full expression of your sacred nature. But this is the preparation that really needs to be put in place. It's an ongoing understanding of your humanity and those idiosyncrasies that we all have, perfectly imperfect we are, all of us. And then it allows you to move forward into the multidimensional component of your higher consciousness through the understanding of your humanity, your human dynamic that operates inside of you. Then the next step is actively engaging through your heart to begin the re-established connection of your sacred consciousness. Being committed to to taking moments within your day to have an open experience, to develop and build or rebuild this reconnection to your higher consciousness. A path has been made clear energetically for you, for all of us right now, to achieve this successfully. But it's a step-by-step, day-by-day building blocks where you navigate a deeper reconnection to your higher consciousness through your multidimensional heart. And then your next unfolding step is to begin to change your behavior consciously in relationship with this higher guidance of yourself as you begin to realign to that, and understanding that you begin to receive this energy, this understanding, this clarity, this knowledge from within you. It's within, it's from your heart space. It's a multidimensional consciousness that exists within your heart, which expands in your physical body and outwards through the energetic field. So that your higher consciousness is anchored within your multidimensional heart. It's puts you in the very central place where all things arise within the universe. This is a pure aspect of you, a part of your God light, and is now your destiny for you to open into this self-realization through this step-by-step reunion. It's a lot to take in, but it's a simple process. And the importance of your human ego mind and the role it has to play in your life right now is helping you organize your life, to set up lists, to pack, to, you know, to navigate your day-by-day organization, but not to run your life, not to make the decisions based on its misperceptions and misunderstandings of what truly exists within your multidimensional nature. So you begin to reorientate the makeup of yourself. That's what's important. And it takes preparation and it takes consciousness to witness what your ego mind is saying. It will always negate your experiences from the higher realms, that higher consciousness self. It will always want to stay in the self-sabotaging pattern. But that doesn't mean you have to stay in those self-sabotaging patterns. It might bring up fear for the ego mind when you step outside the box that it does not understand. But fear is just a feeling. It can't hurt you. It has no reality, nothing based on truth. And your heart is only based on truth. So this is a really important dynamic that you are forging ahead with. Here is spring. This is the time for your own new growth, your rebirth of your God light. And I want to really hold the space, the platform for you to move forward now and step in a new way into your life. This is an exciting and exhilarating time, a glorious time. And you need the light now of your God self, that higher consciousness to guide you, to take you into a clarity and understanding where you begin to open your life in a different way. And the love of your own God light can hold and nurture your human aspect, bringing love and compassion and patience to your humanity so that there's a birthing, a building of coming together, not a separation between the ego mind and the higher consciousness. But the ego mind gets held and loved. And in that loving support, there is more peace within the human ego mind. So let's take a conscious breath in this moment. And hold your heart and just take in this truth. Breathing in this truth of you letting go and opening to an acceptance of you moving towards reunion with your higher consciousness. That's it, allowing your awareness to open, take a breath, and just letting go. Yeah, and open your awareness to the absolute existence of your sacred. Whether you're aware of that sacred or not, just the awareness to the existence of your sacred light. Open your awareness, take a conscious breath, and just letting go. That's it, just allowing your awareness to free flow within the space of your heart. As you consciously align to truth, the existence of your sacred nature, the existence simultaneously of your ego mind, and just take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Breathing and letting go. And I just want you to take a moment to align into this truth. You set in motion this space, and whether you are aware of it or not, or maybe you've been working with this, but open to another level of yourself, another level to your God light that is ready to unfold within you, to be anchored deeper and made active and self-realized within your heart now. Letting your body move, allowing your sound, just opening your awareness. Take that conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Breathing and letting go. And while you're just aligning to that, I'm just going to open up, talk a little bit about what is coming up, and we're going to be in Paris in June 12th, 13th, and 14th, to the three-day Pleiadian seminar. This is going to be an amazing program, realigning to a whole new frequency of your unique Merkaba body. And the Pleiadians are going to set up a series of powerful initiations with these new energetic paradigms on the planet for you to not only realign to your Merkaba body, but begin to anchor it through sights within the physical body, and that will be the spinal fluid, the sacrum, within the pineal, within the brain synapses, and then there will be 5 points in your energetic field that you'll begin to stabilize and anchor your Merkaba body so you can channel this energy, allowing yourself to shift the entire energetic makeup of your body systems and energetic field. It's going to be an incredible three-day program. It'll be wonderful to see you in Paris, beautiful city. And then the broadcast is up. So it came out in late February. There's a lot of strong energies from the gateway of Uluru in this broadcast. And this transmission is strong and really designed to support you in integrating not only the higher frequency energies of the 10th to the 16th dimension, but to support you in the realignment to the sacred that we've just talked about. So open up to the energy of that. And in Grand Marais this coming summer, there'll be a building, a stargate, so you'll learn how to build your own stargate and how to create life footprints throughout the Earth plane. So you'll learn how to build the stargate. You'll initiate into a whole new energy to be able to activate and work through that stargate form. And then you'll be able to go home and continue your work creating these amazing life footprints by anchoring the stargate energies in different areas of the planet, within your own back garden or your land. It is a profound, life-changing three-day retreat. So book in. You must have done the, the orientation weekend because you need your disc activate, that silver disc activated. So you need to do the orientation weekend in order to be part of that Stargate class. So it would be great to see you there. So let's take another conscious breath and letting go. Ashata ine a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Let your awareness open a little more. Let your awareness come into your heart. Just holding your heart and breathing and letting go. That's it. Just keep letting go now as you allow your awareness to expand on another level. We're going to open to a message from the Pleiadians. I want you to just use the conscious breath and let go through the heart cells in preparation for the transmission and just opening to the energy and the message here from the Pleiadians. Beloved ones, we greet you. Your third dimensional story continues to unfold as your planet undergoes a rapid recalibration. Know there will be a further upswing in the third dimensional drama as these higher vibrations that are entering Earth are instrumental in creating further drama within your world as the density begins to be dislodged within different spaces within the planet. Anything that is not of truth is being unearthed through the illumination of this light. Within this higher framework of expanded light, there's a creation energy which is birthing. The energy of this creation light is to support your evolution with your higher consciousness self within your heart. Your planet's signature vibration has undergone a complete shift, and it's now able to hold you within its newly constructed radiant form, which is supporting you in this realignment to your higher consciousness. These active creation energies have been designed to enable you to complete your individual mission of reunion with the sacred that you are within your vast multidimensional heart. The movement of your planet's illumination is still in its building phase. There will be continuous momentum within a pulsing wave of light consciousness that's emanating through your Earth's core. It's creating like a heartbeat-like motion. There are continuous waves being released across your Earth, enabling a higher light consciousness to be forged within all life on the planet. These vibrational energies are multidimensional expressions of creation energy that are re-emerging now through your heart for reconnection. You are being drawn and reconfigured within this energetic pulsing flow into a pure web of your own God consciousness state. As the frequencies build and emerge, you are being naturally realigned to aspects of your multidimensional sacred higher self as you consciously set this in motion through your heart space. You are a multidimensional being. The cells of your body are being recalibrated back to aspects for realignment. And this metamorphic process is happening now within you in readiness for you to consciously open to being reorientated to your higher realm dimensional setting within your heart space. This is your process. It is a step towards your transmutation. Your role now is to bring all of your focus back to yourself during this aspect of your transition. Your heart is the center of your pure rebirth process. As you take those individual moments to fully align, make sure you bring all of your focus within your heart. This is a step-by-step process as you claim your heart one moment at a time. There is a quickening that will begin to take effect as you choose moments to take this reaction of reconnection. You are consciously claiming your multidimensionality. The truth, your heart, is a central place for you to access all you need now in your world. Your heart is a central place for you in this universe. Another essential part of your process is the acceleration of your own individual metamorphic process by letting go. Through letting go, you are moving, allowing yourself to enter the doorways which are being held wide open for you. Letting go allows you to shed the old outworn belief systems. Letting go is the action of consciously rebirthing yourself from the old mold into the new frequency of your higher consciousness living. This action of letting go is your conscious choice willingness to reach past the illusion, aligning into these energetic states. Through this avenue, your heart will transform and dimensionally align to the higher realm levels of self. True letting go involves engaging through your heart and utilizing the conscious breath. This has been this design set in place as part of your enlightenment process. This is a plan for you to bridge the gap between both parts of yourself, bringing a sense of love, compassion, and patience from your sacred aspect to your humanity. Action of self-acceptance is the action of self-love. Right now, you are living two distinct realities simultaneously, one illusion and one of truth. This action is your self-realization process. You hold the keys to love, and through this love, the experience within your third dimensional world can transform. Through this love, you're enabling yourself to let go of the drama and suffering which is created through the misperceptions of your ego mind. You'll be able to ultimately simply witness drama and still support your human aspect to letting go within any living experience, moving into a peaceful existence within your world. All of you are going to come to a successful completion of this transitional phase. This is a present time, a sacred illumination that is surrounding you to assist you in this new assimilation and reconnection of self. This is your time for self-liberation. Your successful transition depends on you choosing to actively claim your heart reconnection. Your entire process right now is about reconnection and reunion back to the multidimensional reality, to home. The spaces within your earth plane are carrying the links to multidimensional expressions of the sacred. Your earth has become a container for you to reopen into connection. You, your physical vehicle, is a catalyst for your changing. Your cells have been realigned for your creation element to become manifest within you once more. The elementals of Earth are playing a strong role by holding a platform of change for you, so you can springboard yourself outwards into these new realms of consciousness. Take the moments to claim levels of reconnection. This is your doorway home through your heart. This is yours. Claim the moment. Realign to home. Open into the powerful call that has gone out to you. It is as though you've been drawn like a magnet through your heart. Utilize this magnetic pull. We
and the rest of the universe hold a steady space. The anchor is here for you to shift your awareness within your heart and come home. Blessings. Let's take a conscious breath. That's a lot of beautiful, pure, energetic. And the energy is setting up for our transmission. I can feel it. This strong space of light, of love, is all around. Just let your awareness open outwards from your heart. You hold your heart, but let your awareness move outwards through your energetic field. And consciously draw in the essence of that pure light, that love that has been transmitted all around you from the Pleiadians. I'm transmitting this directly from the crystalline structure within the workroom, which is part of our galactic receiving station. And the energy from the Lemurians are here, and the Pleiadians, the beings of light, are all around, holding this space, holding you as you let go and just let your awareness flow into your heart. In the transmission today, there'll be a strong pathway opened up and held open. It will set in motion this reunion with your multidimensional sacred nature on yet another level. The energies, the vast gateway essence of Uluru, is going to open the 10th to the 16th dimensional frequency energy of light to support you and set in motion another level of transmutation of your heart self. Remember, your heart is your multidimensional tool. It is your gateway to the higher realms and your pathway to your unique divine guidance of God light. Open your awareness. Be still and receive. Receive and reclaim your multidimensional heart during this transmission. Today you set in motion a new cycle for yourself. So bringing both your palms to rest on your heart center. Breathe and let go and flow into your heart space. Open to the essence of my sounds as you breathe and let go. That's it. Just let your awareness expand into your heart, into the essence and the opening through the heart space. Just take a breath, let go. Allow your awareness to move from your heart center outwards beyond into your energetic field. Feel, see, or sense expanded essence of opening here. Open into the conscious breath and let go. That's it. Like letting go into the frequency that's carrying the reconnection for you. Let go and allow yourself to be received, allowing reconnection to that which belongs to you. Right, to allowing your awareness to free flow through the space. That's it. Now open your awareness a little more if you can. Then bring in the words, I am. Now feel a shift that's opening up within your heart's pathway as you bring in those words. As you anchor that truth. Let your awareness open a little more and take one conscious breath and let go right through the space. And then bring the words again, listen again. I am. And then allow your awareness to open into the expression of that experience, the response to the anchoring that truth. That's it. Now move your hands, bring your awareness to where your hands are on your heart. That's it. Let your awareness expand into that opening. Take a breath. Let go. Open your conscious breath as you bring all your awareness to both hands resting on your chest. And feel as you bring your awareness there and take that conscious breath how the doorway begins to naturally open within your heart. That's it. Take a breath. Let go. A shaka ina. That's it. Now bring the words, I am, right within the opening of your heart. That's it. Now feel the shift within your heart. Now slowly move your hands away from your heart gently and let your awareness open into the expanded pathway that's expanding and opening up here. It's like a doorway is opening up to you. As you gently, slowly bring your awareness off your chest, your hands off your chest, and opening into the space. As you release your hands from your heart, the space opens up. Let your awareness open into that space. That's it. Allow your awareness to fill that space, that expansion. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Hold your awareness deeper within the doorway. If you see, sense, or feel this opening, use the conscious breath and let go and expand into the opening, however it's presenting. Whether it's flow, color, just opening your consciousness, claiming this space, this reconnection. That's it. Now bring in the words, I am. And then open to the shift with your awareness. How the energies of those words, I am, create the action of reunion. Said, open your awareness a little more. Take one more conscious breath and let go. Allow yourself to open to the essence of that reunion. Now bring the truth in again with the words, I am. And just let go into the space of expanding reconnection and light. Use the conscious breath, letting go. That's it. Let your awareness free flow within the space of the light. I'm going to bring in sounds to allow you to flow deeper within this reunion space. I am die. That's it. Now let your awareness free flow open. As you ride on the flow, it's like a whirlpool of light opening up. Let yourself move into the flow of the current, of the light, within this multidimensional realm of your heart space. Let your awareness open. Ashapa ine'a. That's it. That's it. Allow yourself to move into this slipstream of light that you see, sense, or feel. It's like a whirlpool of light, like a huge, vast space of consciousness. Let your awareness open a bit further, letting go, and letting go, and letting go, allowing a deepening alignment within the flow. This is your flow. This is your multidimensional space. Claim the flow. Open your awareness into this reconnection of the light. Take a breath. Let go. As you let go, bring your words. I am. That's it. And as you do, feel how you align or anchor deeper within the flow of life here. Let your awareness free flow outward. Out within the vast flow, in this vast whirlpool. That's it. Keep letting go now. Take another conscious breath and let go, which aligns you deeper. That's it. With a conscious breath, you let go and allow a deeper experience of reconnection here. However that's presenting with you, see, sense, or feel. The space could feel absolutely huge, unlimited. Maybe you feel complete movement or fluidity or light. Just be with whatever's presenting, whether you see, sense, or feel, have a knowingness of it. Just let your awareness fill the space and then claim that space with your words. I am. That's it, and feel yourself being aligned deeper as you claim this space with those words. I'm going to bring in another transmission of sounds just to open up and allow yourself to be moved within a deepening reconnection here. Open your awareness following the patterning. And breathe and let go. That's it. Let your awareness expand. Opening your awareness a little more if you can. That's it. Moving within the essence of these ribbons of light that seem to be free flowing through the space, whether you see, sense, or feel them. Like birthing ribbons of pure light form. That's it. Open your awareness to anchor the words, those truth words. I am. And feel as you do that within the space, within this multidimensional realm, how the ribbons of light begin to spin around you. Slowly all coming to move around you, forming like a cocoon of light. right? To just keep letting go. Letting go into the birthing. That's it, allowing those ribbons of light to flow and form all around you. That's it, let your awareness open through the essence of that cocoon of light. Cocoon of light that's holding you, supporting you in this moment of time. Let your awareness open a little more. Take another breath and just let go. Ashe ine'a. Ashe om. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it. Just claiming this rebirth within the cocoon. Feel how the cocoon of light is slowly absorbing through all the cells of your body, blending into the cells. Breathe and let go. And breathe and let go. And breathe and let go. And then bringing your hands onto your chest. Feeling the full essence and alignment of your own heart. You're in the very central place of that cocoon. And the cocoon is melting, being absorbed through every cell of your heart. Akashata I she om dai ne'a. Ashe om. Ashe om. Ashe om. And just know that you can work within this process we've done by accessing it in the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/ChristineDayOnline. I look forward to being with you again on the next show. I want to honor the work you've done today. I hold the platform. So honor each one of you and all that you are in this moment.